outfits, and they look good. So if he's not in his suit, he does have his, what do you call that? That thing that you wore yesterday. The what?
Like what's it? The
Papa jacket. Yes. And he pulled his shirt, the sleeves and whatnot. And he's okay. So, very casual. And it's okay. At the end of the day, what are we saying as Zambians? That we embrace different cultures, right? And each province has got their own traditional outfit that they wear.
But if you've got a person who's been very diverse when it comes to that, was a former president. So somebody even traveled to Eswatini, and then he also even wore the, it was quite interesting to see.
But on the Kaunda had
the Kaunda suits, yes.
Which were popularized across lots of East Africa, so we can be proud of
The president of Kenya.
Where's the Kaunda?
He still wears it to this day. And he's embraced it so much, more than a lot of ourselves have. And he even makes reference to that. He makes reference to it, and people just continue with it.
That is the issue. It's time for the news. We have our guests coming in the last hour of the show, and they will tell us exactly what it is. So Moses Sakala and Andrew Nwenda will be here, and they'll tell us. So I don't want to hear this back and forth.
I've told you, then they'll confirm it.
Okay, all right.
These are cultural ambassadors. They've been endorsed by the Mbezen. So they'll be joining us in a bit. And also, I just learned that it's actually Mtwala.
This guy.
But it changed recently. So we'll get into that, our conversation. We'll also get their thoughts on all this Ghana, Zambia, cultural identity conversation right after the main news bulletin.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia. Your story matters.
To play your part in saving our planet, join the Absa Bank 100 Green School Challenge, open to all primary and secondary schools. Your school stands a chance to win gas, food solutions, football, and network jerseys, plus more. Simply count 100 trees within or around your school premises and send a picture of randomly named trees to Absa.Africa to enter the draw. Let's write the next chapter of the sustainable future together. Competition runs until 31st May 2023. You can see the challenge.
Union sent 700 quarter salary hikes for civil servants fall short of expectations. UPND not surprised to open its budget. In global news, U.S. and Iran talks to begin a series of direct conflict tensions. We present the news and the civil community. The Civil Service and Allied Workers Union of Zambia says the recently announced incremental 700 kwacha in monthly basic salaries for public service employees across board by government is not what was expected. The union president, Joy Wene, says while the union welcomes this development, it had sought increments of 3,500 and 1,500 kwacha for the lowest paid workers, and is disappointed that government has settled for 700 kwacha increase. In an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Wene says while the increment will help workers manage their daily needs, government, as the country's largest employer, must balance improving workers' welfare with sustaining employment across the public sector.
It is not something we wanted, but it's better than what it was last year. As I've said, the government is the largest employer. We are also interested this year to employ more teachers, more health workers, more agriculture people. So who are we again to be selfish? And remember, a leadership needs to be given those jobs. So at the end of the day, we just have to strike the balance.
And the National Union for Public and Private Educators of Zambia, NUPED President Victor Muyumba, says the impact of the salary adjustment depends on the declining cost of living. He cited recent price reductions as encouraging, but stressed the need for sustained decreases to improve workers' livelihoods.
this has been agreed on, we need to appreciate and understand that this is all government to provide the dream. Our appeal to government is to ensure that the cost of living continues to reduce the point or way that what has been given will attain value. Because if value is eroded of what has been given, then the purpose is defeated.
UPND Deputy Secretary General Gertrude Amanda says the party is not surprised by the growing number of Patriot Front members and other aspiring candidates seeking to contest on the UPND ticket ahead of this year's general election. Ms. Amanda tells CNews that the surge in interest is a clear indication that many politicians have taken note of the significant achievements the UPND has recorded since assuming office and now wish to its development vision. She adds that the UPND remains an inclusive and democratic party, open to welcoming individuals who share its values of transparency, accountability, and national unity. Ms. Amanda further states that the various progressive programs that government has implemented since assuming office is making it difficult for aspirants to resist the UPND.
They want to be part of the success and they carry forward the vision, the dream, the goal and things like that. The mission, they want to carry forward. This we are on a journey of success. So they want to be part and the part of it. I'm not surprised. Because of what I have explained, I'm not surprised. They want to be part and the part of the success and to carry the vision, the mission, and so on, way forward.
That Patriotic Front Deputy Secretary General for Administration, Celestine Mukandela, says the party is not worried about its MP who intends to resign and join the UPND, stating that leadership is always evolving. Development analyst Dr. Charity Mukamba says the Brand Zambia Initiative project needs effective public institutions, international cooperation, and a clear understanding of the country's strength to succeed. The project, approved by Cabinet, aims to create a unified framework for promoting Zambia's global competitiveness, national pride, and cultural, natural, and economic assets. But in an interview with Phoenix News, Dr. Mukamba says Zambia must strengthen public institutions and root out such ills as corruption and ensure there's no social and political tension as such negatively affects international attention. She has cited countries like South Africa and Kenya that actively address their weaknesses while marketing themselves internationally, stating that despite Zambia's peaceful image, international concerns about corruption pictures.
Branding a country colleagues internationally also calls that you check your inside. You make sure that as you're calling the world to look at you, to relate with you, you are also working on improving socio-economic conditions. Business conditions should be running towards high levels of professionalism. Political management should assure security. So this is why you find there's a close relationship between investment, economics, and politics.
Governance expert Ruben Lipoka has described Zambia's current political environment as fragile, citing a concerning trend in voting patterns. Mr. Lipoka notes this concern that voters are prioritizing personal connections and tribal affiliations over candidates.